Just before we start the show, a quick message to say that I need your help. Whether you're a long-term listener or you literally just found us, I would be incredibly grateful if you could go to mattalder.com and fill out a very short survey about this podcast. It won't take longer than 2 minutes of your time and will be incredibly helpful to me as I develop Recruiting Future into 2023. Just to recap, the website address is mattalder.com and it will take just 2 minutes of your time to complete the survey. Go on, press pause and do it right now.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi there, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to the September Roundup episode of the Recruiting Future podcast. If you've not listened to Roundup before, it's a short review of the episodes that I've published in the last month to make sure that you don't miss out on the valuable insights my guests are sharing. You'll have heard me just before the opening music asking if you'd be kind enough to take part in a very quick survey about the podcast. You can find it at mattalder.com. It will take you less than 2 minutes to fill in, and it would really help me shape the podcast for the future. September was another record month for the podcast, so a huge thank you to everyone who listened to one or more of the 7 interviews with the 9 amazing guests I spoke to. After almost 3 years of constant disruption, the talent market still shows no signs of normalization. Even with rising inflation and layoffs in some part of the economy, US and UK job openings remain at record highs. So, what are the implications for employers recruiting in times of economic instability and a cost of living crisis? How do TA teams need to think? And what are the most successful employers doing to hire and retain the talent they need? We kicked off the month with episode 458, and my guest was John Wilson, CEO of Total Jobs, which is part of the StepStone Group, one of the largest online recruitment companies in the world. This means John has access to a vast amount of data and insights into the current hiring market, and we spoke about the current state of the market, the impact of high inflation, and what the most successful employers are doing to deal with these challenging times. Effectively attracting, selecting, and hiring people from underrepresented and marginalised groups is something that many employers aspire to. Unfortunately, only very few have the right strategies and resources in place to be set up for success. Having the right partners to work with is critical if companies are to truly understand the needs of the communities they want to work with. The brilliant Roy Balladi, founder of Jobs for Humanity, was my guest for episode 459. Jobs for Humanity works to connect historically underrepresented talent to welcoming employers via training and technology. And Roy has some extremely valuable insights to share. Continuing this theme, it's been encouraging to be able to bring so many stories to the podcast about employers who are working to connect with historically marginalised groups and who are embracing more open approaches to their hiring. However, diverse hiring is pointless without addressing equity and inclusion at a systemic level within organisations. Dr. Tina Opie and Dr. Beth Livingston, authors of the recently published book Shared Sisterhood, were my guests on episode 460. Shared Sisterhood embodies a practical methodology that gives employees a starting point with diversity, equity, and inclusion. It inspires employees to explore their personal assumptions, build connection, and take collective action. In the light of all that's going on in the world at the moment, it's safe to say that I've never known a more disruptive, uncertain, and confusing time in talent acquisition. With so much complexity in the market, it can be challenging for TA teams to get a clear picture of what's happening outside of their own organisation. My guest on episode 461 was Sven Elbert, senior analyst at Fosway Group. Fosway is Europe's leading HR industry analyst and has recently published its Talent Acquisition Realities 2022 report, a piece of research that looks at the key challenges, trends, and forces TA teams are currently dealing with. This conversation is a must listen for anyone wanting an independent view of what's going on in the market. Episode 462 was a special crossover episode with the Talent Savvy podcast, hosted by Bas van der Hatred and Marlies Farrell. It was a pleasure to join them for a conversation about the latest thinking in candidate experience, undoubtedly an evergreen topic in talent acquisition. If you've not listened to the Talent Savvy podcast before, I would highly recommend subscribing for a great mix of informed opinion and practical advice. With continuing skill shortages and massive disruption to how and where work is done, it's not surprising to see innovation as employers start to think differently about talent. Fractional hiring is rising and has some significant benefits to employers and employees. But what is it? How does it work? And how is it different from traditional interim and contract hiring? On episode 463, my guest was Matt Widdows, CEO of Maven. Maven is a globally dispersed network of specialised former growth leaders at iconic tech brands, all of whom are working fractionally. And Matt has some unique insights to share on this growing trend. Continuing the theme of market disruption, as talent acquisition teams rapidly adapt to disruptive times, innovative ways of working and new technologies are being adopted at an unprecedented pace. So, where are the most successful TA teams focusing, and what are the mindset shifts we're now seeing in the industry? My guest on episode 464 was Will Stanney, founder of Proactive Talent and co-founder of industry community, the Talent Brand Alliance. Will has a long history of innovation in talent acquisition and shared his insights into the short-term and long-term strategies the most successful TA teams are currently building. So, onwards into October, and the full conference season continues. Next week sees the return of Unleash World in Paris after a three-year gap. I'll be there, hosting a panel on talent acquisition on the first morning and podcasting from the floor of the expo for the rest of the event. Come and find me and say hello, and you might end up being part of my Unleash podcast. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to this podcast in Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or via your podcasting app of choice. You can also search the past episodes at recruitingfuture.com. On that site, you can also subscribe to the mailing list to get the inside track about everything that's coming up on the show. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next time, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I want to tell you about my podcast called Can I Offer You Some Feedback? I'm a business consultant and executive coach with over 20 years' experience in change management, leadership development, and naturally providing feedback to high performers. My podcast is for those of you who have a complicated relationship with feedback, whether giving, receiving, avoiding, or seeking. Feedback is essential for our development. In each episode, you'll hear from real people across industries with their ideas, perspectives, and best practices on feedback. I'll also be sharing business bites with you, simple explanations of organizational tools, management techniques, and leadership philosophies that will help you and your businesses thrive. You can listen to Can I Offer You Some Feedback on your favorite podcast app or learn more at evergreenpodcasts.com.